This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the program. Lori Rubinson here with you. And by the time we're talking a week from now, football season, well, college football season's already started, but NFL season will have started a week from now. And it's time to make those predictions. It's time to forecast, to look ahead, to preview. And for Jet fans, there's a new regime, the Aaron Glenn regime. What does that mean? Justin Fields, there's a new quarterback, a new energy. But does that mean a chance to have a winning record? Does that mean more wins? Will it show up on the field? What is rebuilding with this current administration mean for the Jets? To talk about it, to preview, to look ahead, we bring in Brian Costello from the New York Post. Hey, Brian, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
Brian, how long have you been covering the Jets at this point?
I try not to say this, Lori, because there's another thing associated with this period of time, but this will be my 15th year covering the Jets.
Okay, so 15 years, so you've been through multiple new Jets administrations, new head coaches, new GMs.
Zero playoff games, Lori. So when I was offered the job, it was March of 2011, and my boss came to me at the time at the Post and said, would you want to cover the Jets? They've been to two championship games in a row. They're a hot team. They got Rex Ryan. They got a young quarterback, Mark Sanchez. They're going to win a ton of games. In the next few years, it could be a lot of fun to cover. They sold me a bill of goods, so I've been there the whole time for this drought. So I'm waiting to cover a playoff game one of these days, Lori.
Yeah, I think Jets fans are wondering: is there a way we can change it up? Could we get somebody else? Like, I don't know. Is there is there a Chiefs writer who's available to cover who might be better luck? But let's start with. So my point just was that you have some perspective on seeing change. So what are you seeing from Aaron Glenn? What are you seeing from how is it different? How is it similar to what you've seen in the past? And some of that, I think Jets fans always wonder and worry, is how much is the owner involved? Like, what are you seeing with Aaron Glenn and this group?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's definitely re-energized the franchise, which they needed. Last year was a very tough year all around with just, the way the expectations were high, the way the season goes, firing the coach you know, five games into the season. It was a rough year inside the organization. So he's brought new energy. He's brought excitement, which tends to happen with a new coach,
sure,
no matter what, right? Like, it's, that's always kind of the way it goes. Even these coaches that haven't worked out brought energy at the beginning. So it's tough to judge stuff right now. And Woody Johnson, I think, is being hands-off again. Aaron Glenn hasn't lost a game yet, so that happens too. I think we need to see what happens if this season doesn't go well. Does Woody Johnson stay away next year, or is he more involved again? But I think Aaron Glenn, from everything he said, I think his plan makes sense. He is trying to instill toughness. They were tackling in training camp, which I can't remember the last time I saw that. He's emphasizing the penalties, cutting those out, which the Jets have led the NFL in penalties each of the last two seasons. So I think that's a good ambition to have. Now that we'll see the results, we'll see what happens. But I don't think you can argue with what he's done so far in terms of what he's instilled. And remember, Lori, if we go back to January, when the Jets did this search where they seemed to interview 100 people for this job, right? They were looking for a leader. They weren't looking for some great offensive mind or some great defensive mind. They were looking for a guy who could come in and galvanize the organization after what they felt like that didn't happen in the last couple of years under Saleh. So, I think Glenn has fit the bill so far. But, you know, like you said, in the week, the scoreboard comes on and we'll see the results.
Obviously, Aaron Glenn and Dan Campbell are very different people and had very different careers, both as players and as coaches to date. But the way you describe somebody, a leader of men, are there similarities in some ways, do you think? If we're looking for ways for Jets fans who have, become jaded, become negative, and you can't blame them. We've seen change. We thought this is what Robert Flores coming in was supposed to be, a leader of men and all of this. But there is there a blueprint to some extent with the Lions, a franchise that had done a lot of losing, had been a bit of a joke, at times in the NFL, and Dan Campbell comes in and in some ways was made fun of for that initial press conference and his fieriness, but turned out to be a leader of men. Is that what the Jets are sort of hoping to buy here with Aaron Glenn?
Yeah, I think it goes deeper than that, Lori. I think this is the Parcells blueprint. Mm-hmm. Okay, right? Yep. So Parcells coached Aaron Glenn at the Jets. Parcells coached Dan Campbell with the Cowboys. Parcells coached Sean Payton, Bill Parcells with the Cowboys. Dan Campbell coached under Sean Payton with New Orleans. Aaron Glenn coached under Sean Payton with New Orleans, right? So it kind of trickles all down from Parcells. And obviously in this town, we saw what Parcells did with the Giants in 1984, and then we saw what Parcells did with the Jets in 1997 when he took over a 1-15 team and it turned them into a winner in 1 year, and then they went to the AFC Championship game in the second year. So that's what you're hoping for, right? And that's the blueprint. And I think if you talk to Aaron Glenn, he talks about he's seen this before. He experienced it as a player. He was there when they went 1-15 under Rich Kotite, and then a year later went 9-7 under Bill Parcells. And largely the same team. If you look at those rosters, it was largely the same players. The culture changed. Parcells changed everything. And then he went through it in Detroit, But the caution is it didn't happen overnight in Detroit, right?
Right.
They went 3-13 the first year, I think it was, or maybe 3-13-1. Then the second year, they started off real slow. And in the middle of the year, it started clicking in terms of the wins. And they ended that season by beating the Packers in Aaron Rodgers' final game as a Packer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you kind of felt the momentum. And then the next year, they went to the NFC Championship game. So it might take a little while, but that's the blueprint that they're trying to follow for sure. Is, these organizations, how they've turned it around into Parcells and then under Dan Campbell in Detroit.
Talking to Brian Costello about the Jets, and so from a cultural standpoint, that's some of how things are changing and starting to feel different, and the hope, the intention there. From more of an X's and O's standpoint, if we look at it, let's start with the offense. through training camp and preseason, what have you seen from new Jets offensive coordinator Tanner Engstrom?
Yeah, it's tough to judge that in preseason, especially preseason games are nothing, right? Like, those games are vanilla. Training and training camp, you sort of see it, but, like, again, the defense is not scheming against the offense, right, in those practices. But, you know, I think this is going to be a run-heavy team. I don't think there's any mistaking that. I think they're going to lean on Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, Justin Fields to run the ball a lot. I think they're going to trust this offensive line, which has three first-round picks on it. So I think that's the plan. You know, we're not really going to see it until next week at 1 o'clock. That's when it's going to show up. But I'll tell you, Lori, like, in training camp, I noticed one day they were doing a red zone period, and the plays they were calling, and they were well designed and they made sense. And I haven't always seen that with the Jets, and I could see what he was trying to do, and I was impressed by some of the schemes. Like, that was one period that just stood out to me, where I could see his intentions. And so, you know, Detroit obviously had a lot of success with Ben Johnson, and Engstrom was the passing game coordinator under Ben Johnson in Detroit. They ran the ball really well there. You know, I don't think Justin Fields is not the same quarterback as Jared Goff. He's different. So they're going to have to tailor the offense to Justin Fields. But, you know, to me, I think this offense, there's going to be weeks where it looks really good. I think they're going to match up with some teams and be able to run right through them. I think other weeks, Jets fans are going to be frustrated. That's just kind of my feeling going into the season with the offense.
You mentioned some of the running backs, Breece Hall, Braylon Allen, and last year, I mean, certainly in, you know, for the last few seasons, Breece Hall is, when healthy, is the lead back. This team is going to run more. What do you expect in terms of roles and usage with Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, who we all saw come on last year and really did look explosive?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I think it's going to be one of the challenges for Tanner Engstrom, honestly, is how you divide it up. Because Breece Hall is really good. And, like, when he is on and he's healthy, he's really good. Last year he was dealing with a knee problem toward the end of the year. So I think it's going to be like 60% Breece, 30% Braylon Allen, 10% Isaiah Davis, something like that. I think Breece is going to be heavily involved in the passing game as well, because I don't know if we're going to hit on it, but the receiver position, if you're looking for areas of concern, that's an area of concern. So, you know, beyond Garrett Wilson, who's the number two receiver? It could be Breece Hall, in a way, right? And so, like, I think they're going to use him a lot in the passing game. They've talked about it. I think he's going to be split out sometimes. I think you're going to see him and Braylon Allen on the field at the same time. And that might be Breece is split out at wide receiver and Braylon Allen's at running back. Might be the two of them in the backfield together. Just if you're sitting there and you're listing, you know, the Jets skill players on a piece of paper and ranking them, Breece Hall and Braylon Allen are near the top. So I think you got to get a ways to get them both on the field together and figure it out. But it's going to be really the challenge for Engstrom, I think. And, you know, we'll see how he does. And that's sometimes a feel thing with coaching, and we'll see how it goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As well as anybody around the entire NFL, it's not just our town, it's everywhere, but in sports, in life, we shape stories and then that becomes the narrative. Perception, mm-hmm. This is the narrative. So there was a certain narrative with all kinds of on-field, off-field perceptions about Aaron Rodgers. Now with Justin Fields, there's certainly on-the-field narrative about, we all can see the running game and we all can see what a threat he is with his legs. And it has gotten to a point where, and we watch vanilla, preseason, plus also in the past, there's this perception as if this guy just can't get it done as a pocket passer. What do you think and expect in terms of Justin Fields as a all-around quarterback this season? And you know what? You hit on something. To be fair to him, is it fair to him to judge when we look at the Jets? And yes, there's Garrett Wilson, but after that, what does this team kind of do well? Well, it's run the football because they don't have a lot of receiving talent.
Look, I think, Lori, one of the things we're going to be talking about with Darren Mucci, we haven't hit on the new GM. Yeah. Did he do enough? Did he do enough to surround Justin Fields with talent? Because, right, like, what have we talked about since the day we started talking about Justin Fields? Can he be Sam Darnold in Minnesota, right? Can he be Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay? Well, look, if you look at those teams, Sam Darnold got Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and Kevin O'Connell calling plays, and Baker Mayfield got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, and first it was Dave Canales calling plays who became a head coach, then Liam Cohen calling plays who became a head coach. So you got to surround these guys, and I'm not sure Justin Fields has that talent around him. It's going to be the running the ball. So I don't really know what to expect fully from Justin Fields. I think it's just going to be a little up and down with him. If you look at his recent history and you go like what he did in the six games with Pittsburgh last year, and then you go to the end of 2023 with Chicago, his numbers were better than they were earlier in his career. His passing numbers, his completion percentage was up. The thing that I judged him from, not just the preseason games, but the training camp, I just didn't see him push the ball down the field very much. Mm-hmm. So my question with the Jets offense going in, the biggest question I have is, can they be explosive, right? I do think there's going to be games where they can have 10 play drives, 12 play drives, and score touchdowns, running the ball, throwing the ball efficiently. But you can't live like that, right? Like you need some two-play drives. You need some quick strikes sometimes, and especially if you're trailing. And I feel like the Jets are always trailing. And can they push it down the field when they have to? If they're down by two touchdowns in the third quarter, can they get a quick strike and get back in the game? That's what I need to see, and that's what I really didn't see, not just in preseason, but in the training camp practices. So that's kind of my biggest question with Justin Fields is, are they able to push the ball downfield?
As you talk to some of the Jets teammates, how is Justin Fields from a leadership standpoint? I've heard a lot of positive things in the past, but the Jets, we're used to with Aaron Rodgers, it's like every time he had a smoothie in the lunchroom, it was like we were hearing about it. He had a smoothie with this offensive lineman. He's helping build that guy's confidence and all this stuff. Describe Justin Fields' leadership style.
Yeah, I think he's quieter than Aaron Rodgers, but who isn't?
Fair. right? Like, fair.
He's not going to have a weekly radio appearance that's broadcast for an hour on ESPN every Tuesday. Not going to happen. So I don't think we're going to know what Justin Fields' feelings are about vaccines. I don't think we're going to know, you know.
And maybe we'll Justin all be Fields. A little better off for that.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be rumors about Justin Fields running for vice president. So,
Or who he's dating, or any of that.
It's just, so I think it's a quieter leadership, but it's there. And like, look, he did stuff like in the spring, where in the spring he was organizing team activities to get to know his new teammates. He got them all together in Florida in July, brought them down there quietly. You know, he's not one to be posting on Instagram what he's doing. And so, but they sing his praises as a leader. They like him as a leader. And I think, you know, this is a guy who's been a stud football player for a long time. He was a highly, highly, highly touted football player coming out of high school, went to Georgia and then transferred to Ohio State, obviously a first round pick. So he walked into that in Chicago. So he's been in that role a lot. I think interestingly last year, he wasn't in that role for the first time in his life in Pittsburgh. He was competing for a job with Russell Wilson. He kind of lost that competition, right? Russell was hurt though, so he played in the beginning. So I think he kind of got to sit back last year. He's talked about it was awkward last year because he wasn't the leader, and I think he got to sit back and watch what Russell Wilson does. So he maybe learned a little bit from him. So I think he's good in that department. Now the key to being a leader is being a good player, all right? And they're not going to listen to you if you're not producing on the field. So that's the next step here.
What does success look like for the Jets this season? If you're a Jet fan listening to this, is success a winning record and this team finally breaks that playoff drought and gets back to the playoffs? Or is this year one of a rebuild and that's not fair to look at it that way? What do you think at the end of the season, if the Jets do this, what would be success?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell Jets fans not to say playoffs and winning record. They've suffered for so long. They should be going and thinking that, right? They should want that, and they're entitled to that, and especially the ones who are spending a ton of money on tickets. So, you know, I think first and foremost, that's what you go in thinking is can they make the playoffs, and that's true success. I think after that, you know, can they have a functional offense for the first time in 10 years? Like, can we see it? I've said to people, I'll know it when I see it, the word functional, like it's one of those words. You know, can they go out and not have these games where we're talking about they don't have a first down until the 2-minute warning. They don't score points in the first quarter. Can they score on first drives, like, which is something they just don't do ever. You know, I think it's successful if you feel like they're heading in the right direction at the end of the season. If you get an answer on Justin Fields, okay, you know, do you know he's the guy going into 2026, or are you saying, okay, we got to draft a quarterback in 2026? I think purgatory, Lori, I won't call it the other one, I'll call it purgatory, is if we're sitting here in January and we're debating about Justin Fields.
Yep.
I think that's the worst place the Jets can be, because are they picking 14th in the draft, and, you know, Justin Fields throws 18 touchdowns and 9 interceptions and runs for another 7 touchdowns, and you're like, okay, well, that's good enough, but like, you don't feel, you're not convinced that he's the guy. So to me, success this year is almost going into 2026 with a set plan. Like, you know, okay, we gotta draft a quarterback, or Justin Fields is the guy. And I think the schedule, way the schedule sets up, Laura, I'm not sure if you're going over the schedule at all your show, but this, the last part of the season, there's winnable games. So can they win 4 of the last 5 games, something like that, 5 of the last 6, and then the arrow's pointing up. Even if they fall short of the playoffs, I think you'd still be encouraged going into 2026.
Yep. I think you hit on a couple of really interesting points there that we'll get into more. But Brian Costello from the New York Post does a great job covering the Jets. And Brian, really appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Lori, thanks for having me.
And we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.